Macca here with the team from the college this morning, and we have in the studio the one, the only, Alicia. Morning, Alicia. How are you?
Morning. I'm okay.
Good. Now, do you know what? It's really funny because when you come in, you always say, can you put the microphone down a bit lower for me? Because it's not like you're short or anything like that, but I always put it up slightly higher, and there's a reason for it. Because if you have a microphone that you're going down and down, oh, my name's Elise. Or if you've got to sit upright and straighten your back, you're up and at 'em, see?
Yep.
And it's good for the back as well, isn't it?
Yep.
Anyway, look, you do the feature on Sundays between 4 and 5,
yep.
which is predominantly cooking.
Yep.
So what are you cooking this week? Don't tell us all about it, but what are you cooking this week?
Chicken wraps.
Chicken wraps. Nice. So if you want to know more about chicken wraps, make sure you're listening on Sunday between 4 and 5. Now, we're doing Ask Me Anything, so you've got 5 questions.
Yep.
What's the first question?
What did you do over Christmas?
What did I do over Christmas? I ate too much, I drank too much, I sat down too much, put on too much weight. Too much of everything over Christmas. What about you? Same?
Yep.
So it was a good Christmas then?
Yeah, but I waked up at 9 o'clock and we opened our presents.
Yeah.
And I got the best presents ever.
What did you get?
New Family Guy t-shirt.
Yeah.
A new Family Guy DVD season 17. Some headphones. A bag. And a bag from my friend Jay Tallbuckle. And...
got some good stuff there then.
Yeah.
Sport rotten then.
And some sweets from Felix and chocolates from the John's Club.
Nice. Good for you.
Yep.
What's your next question?
Did you stay up on New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Stayed up and watched Jules Holland, which was probably the worst Jules Holland for years. There was a few high points. Drank too much. Ate too much. Again, waited for the fireworks, because they always wake you up anyway. It's pointless going to bed before 12 o'clock. Fireworks came and went to sleep. Thoroughly enjoyed it, though. What about you? Did you go out? Stay in?
Stayed in and stayed up.
Until midnight?
Yep.
And then you went to bed straight after?
Yep.
Or did you party until the early hours?
Went to bed after.
Yeah. Okay. What's your next question?
What did you get for Christmas?
What did I get for Christmas? I got 2 brilliant pictures of Only Fools and Horses, and they're a couple of scenes, the most important scenes ever for Only Fools and Horses. One of them is obviously when they're falling through the bar, and the other one is when they're dressed as Batman and Robin, but they were pictures drawn, cartoon type, and they've gone pride of place on the wall, so that's what I got. What's your next question?
You didn't ask me that question yet.
All right, well...
even though I said it.
I found out about all your presents, didn't I? What was your best one then?
Headphones and bags.
Okay, which we've already heard about. You just want to tell everybody about what you got.
Yeah.
Bit gloating, aren't you? What's your next question then?
What's your favourite present?
What was my favourite present? I just told you. My Only Fools and Horses pictures. Plus, my son bought me an Arsenal shirt as well, but I don't really want to talk about Arsenal. What was your favourite?
Headphones.
Which we've already heard about.
Yeah, because they're Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, what's your next question?
What did you do on Christmas Eve?
What do I do on Christmas Eve? We entertain the family. We have the family round for a Christmas dinner. And then they clear off and let us have Christmas all by ourselves. So that's what we did. What would you do?
Hanged out with my friends.
Yeah, hung out with your friends?
Yep.
And did you do that thing where you go to bed early? If you go to bed early, Christmas comes sooner. You got one more question?
That's it.
That's it. That's your lot, okay?
Yep.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you very much for your questions. Now for Ask Me Anything. And our next contestant is... it's Hannah... Banana Barker.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay, but a little bit porkier since
Happy
Christmas.
Happy New Year.
And to you as well.
Yes.
Have you made any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, I have.
What's going on
then? Because I got big prize.
Yeah.
Exercising.
Oh, right. Because you got big thighs.
Yeah.
Exercising. Brilliant.
Who knows it? I got big thighs.
All right, okay, well, good luck with that.
And a big bum.
Right, okay. We're going to do Ask Me Anything. We're going to come back to Christmas stuff in a moment, but Ask Me Anything. First question, come on, let's go for it.
What is your ambition in life?
What is my ambition in life? do you know what? I think I've achieved it.
What?
Well, I only wanted to do this. I'm not that fussy. I'm never ever going to play for Arsenal, so that's never ever going to happen. I could get the Arsenal job.
Okay.
That's not going to happen either. But no, I've pretty much achieved what I want to achieve.
How about you ask me a question?
All right. Well, what's your ambition then?
Meeting you.
Well, that's it. We've done it. We've achieved it. We just put our feet up now for the rest of our lives. What's your next question?
What film star would you want to really meet?
What film star would I really like to meet?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one. What film star? I always used to think of everything about Demi Moore, but...
Demi Moore?
Demi Moore? Well, she was in Ghost.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, that bloke.
Yeah. Yeah, Swayze. Patrick Swayze, Dirty Dancer.
Yeah, I know where now.
Do you know what? I'd like to meet Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd like to say to him, look, what went wrong? You had the most beautiful woman in the world there. You were married to her. What happened?
Really?
What happened? That's wild. Anyway, what's the next question? Or who would you like to meet?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy?
Yeah, because... I just want to do.
Yeah. All right, calm down. Calm yourself. It's a family show.
I can't say anything on there.
But Tom Hardy, you like the old rough and ready then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what's your next question?
What state would you visit?
What state would I visit?
Yeah, in America.
Do you know what? It's really funny you bring that up because I've never actually been to America, but my wife touched on it this year, this Christmas, about where it would go, and she said, where would you go? And I said, well, I'd like to go somewhere where it's hot, where there's no crocodiles or alligators. So I don't, to be honest, probably California. That's how boring. Or New York.
Well, my teacher... lived in America.
What part?
I don't know, but she's a lot. Her father lives out there.
All right, okay. Yeah. Which bit would you like to visit?
I already visited Disneyland.
Ah, right, so you've already been there then?
Yeah, Florida, and I would like to go to Cincinnati.
Right, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Okay. Well, next time you go, I'll come with you. All right. Because I've never been to America, and I've got no interest in going. Kind of Donald Trump puts you off a bit. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not all like that.
I do agree with you there, but.
Anyway, look, we sound like two old ladies over a fence. What's your next question?
I watched a lot of films over the holiday, and what film would you really like to be in?
Be in?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, you mentioned films over the holiday. I did watch Kong Island. That was a really, really good film, and that was quite sort of gripping, that was. I don't know whether I'd like to be in it, because it was kind of scary, but let's be honest, they went to a lovely island, So yeah, let's go. Because obviously it's not just about being in the film; it's being on the set somewhere, and that really does appeal to me on an island. But I'd like to be on an island where there's nobody else, not a load of monsters. So, but that's one place. That's one set. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And you got one more question? Where would I like to be in 10 years alive? Like, when you get to my age, I'm going to think, you know, I'll be almost 63.
You don't know when you're going to pop it, do you?
No, you're right. Thank you for that. Where would I like to be in 10 years' time? I don't want to be retired. I don't ever want to retire because I think when you retire, that's it. You just sort of, I don't know, everyone needs to do something. So where do I want to be in 10 years' time? I don't want to be working as hard as I am now, but I'd like to still be doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Maybe a bigger
Tom's job.
Like whose job?
John's
job?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I couldn't do John's job. No, I don't want to do that. That means having to be nice to people that you don't want to be nice to. All right, is that our five questions?
Yeah.
All right, okay. What about you? Where do you want to be in 10 years' time?
On a sunny beach.
Yeah.
With Tom Hardy.
With Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
Tahiti and Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
See, I think that's a film. That's a film in the making.
I don't want to be anywhere else.
All right, well, I don't think we've got his telephone number, but we might dig out an email address and send him a little message. Hey, look, Tom, how do you fancy Tahiti? Tahiti in January. All right, thanks for that, Banana.
Thank you.
And we'll speak very soon. We're gonna play our record of the week now. It's a guy that he's been around for so many years, and you know, I don't know whether he's a Sir Midge, but he ought to be a Sir Midge because you look. I'm thinking he is. I think it's Sir Midgeur. But obviously, he was around in a band called Slick for years. He was with Thin Lizzy, did stuff with Thin Lizzy for a period of time, and then he was with Ultravox. They're still together, they still do stuff, but he goes up and down the country touring by himself as well. And I think he's been to the Isle of Wight many times. He does a live acoustic set, he does the full-on electronic bit as well, and I think this is something that is new. He's got an album that's coming out, and one of the songs that we're going to play is from the new album. It's called Breathe. And it's kind of, it's got the orchestra feel to it. So check this out. This is our record of the week. This is Sir Midgeur and a song called Breathe.
With every week